So they said, no. He said, because once I was traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is the spot where he relieved himself. So even to that extent, they would like to try and imitate. Where Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam stopped, they would like to stop. Where he moved, they would like to move. Everything they would like to find out about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they would like to implement sunnah in their lives. So here Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked that, what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam do at home? قالت كان يكون في مهنة أهله يعني خدمة أهله. So what a beautiful thing. She said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at home, he would be in the khidmat, in the service of his family. This was his work at home. This is what he would do. He would make the khidmat of his family. Now there we know that there was a time in Jahiliyat when a woman, a girl had no status, absolutely no status. That they would look down at her, they would frown at her. She would be buried alive. They would feel ashamed. They would actually feel ashamed. They would hide away from the community if their wife had given birth to a girl. They would feel now that this is disgrace to us. Either we're going to live in this disgrace, am yadussuhu fi turab, or we take this disgrace now and it is buried in the ground and forget about that disgrace. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came, what an effort was made and what a revolution was made. And now here the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is serving the woman at home, making the khidmat. So, فَإِذَا, and then she goes on to say, فَإِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةِ خَرَجَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. But what a beautiful balance he had. That he wasn't carried away to any extreme here at home now making khidmat of the family. And ulama explained what type of khidmat. That he would mend the, patch the clothes, he would mend the shoes, he would milk the goat, bring the milk home. If there's anything that needs to be brought from the marketplace, he never send the woman out, go out shopping, etc. But he himself would go and bring the things home. This was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But such a balance he had, that when it was the time for salah, kharaja ila salah, he left everything and went for salah. So he meant, in other words, he prioritized everything. Everything had a place. As we mentioned yesterday, if a person wants to be successful and he wants to look after his time, then the thing he should do is he should prioritize his time. That everything has a time. Nothing is a procrastination, is a thief of time. But if a person allows his social media to steal the time, he allows the television to steal the time, he allows unnecessary intermingling. For example, somebody tells him, okay, let's have a braai after Isha. Now he allows that time to be stolen by one braai or some function with the boys that he doesn't need to really go. So now the person does this. Now those things are all stealing his time. In other words, he should prioritize that after Isha is the time I finish off my rest of my ma'mulat and I go early to sleep so I can be up for tahajjud and I can be up for fajr. He's prioritized that time. The people after that will even respect him. That if we want to invite this person, we don't invite him after Isha. We invite him during the day because we know he sleeps early. So he's already prioritized his time. But the person who just leaves his time loose, then we find that the time will get stolen and he won't even realize that so many ma'mulat that he needed to finish for that day, those ma'mulat, those actions, those ibadah that he needed to finish, that all gets left. Why? Because some thief came and stole the time. Today's hadith, an Abi Rifa'a Tamim ibn Usaid radiallahu anhu qal, intahaytu ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa yakhtub. This Abu Rifa'a Tamim ibn Usaid, he says that I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I came to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was giving a khutbah. He's giving his personal incident. فقلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل غريب جاء يسأل عن دينه لا يدري ما دينه. He said, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, a traveler has come to you to ask about his deen. He doesn't know anything about his deen. And Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام is giving a khutbah, he's giving a sermon to Sahaba. And then this person comes and he says these words, that a traveler has come to ask about his deen and he doesn't know anything about his deen. فأقبل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وترك خطبته حتى انتهى إليه. He says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم just approached me. Then he approached me and he left his khutbah until he came by me. فأتي بكرسي, a chair was brought for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وجعل يعلمني مما علمه الله. He started teaching him whatever Allah Pak had taught him. That he started teaching me about my deen. ثُمَّ أَتَى خُطْبَتَهُ فَأَتَمَّ آخِرَهَا. Then after he finished teach me, he went back and he continued with the khutbah. So here it shows, ulama explained, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam always prioritized al-aham fal-aham. What is most important must be done first, then what is next in importance, and then what is next in importance. Yeah, he wasn't doing something that was frivolous. He was giving a khutbah, a sermon to Sahaba. But there somebody walked in who didn't know anything about Islam. So he felt now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam needed to give him that essential about deen, the basics about deen, and then he could continue with sahaba. Because this was extremely important for this person to know. He didn't know anything about Islam. So despite him giving the khutbah, he left that to show the importance of how a person should behave when he sees somebody who asks. Another thing, you shouldn't delay, okay, tomorrow I'll give you the answer, or immediately. Don't delay in doing. So this was from the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he didn't delay in responding to the need of the time. Ulama explain that if a house is burning, then a person at that time shouldn't say, no, I'm reading my nafil namaz, I'm making my dua. Then he should run, because the need of the time now is to go and assist the person to put the fire off, that something dangerous. To such an extent it comes in the fiqh kitabs, that a man is reading his salah. He's reading his salah and now he sees a blind man is walking towards a well or a hole, some place he can fall into. It is dangerous for him. He should break his salah and go and assist that man and warn the man that be careful, there's a hole here, you'll fall inside. So Islam teaches us such a beautiful balance, that prioritize your time, prioritize what you're doing. What is most important, give that preference to what is least important. Unfortunately today this is a lesson that is forgotten. A person is owing people hundreds of thousands of rands. December comes and the man is gone for holiday. Something that was least important, the most important thing at that time was to pay his creditors. Oh, he's gone for Umrah. Umrah is something that is nafil. He had to pay his creditors at that time. If he's got the money, is necessary, absolutely necessary. He'll be sinful for unnecessary delaying the payment, but he leaves that and he's gone for Umrah, the person is gone for nafil, hajj, etc. This is not correct. The right thing for a person to do is prioritize. Now the time has come that I've got so much of money, let me pay whoever I'm owing. Or the person's estate is due to be wound up, people just leave it for years and years. Later on, now generations start fighting over the estate that was left 50, 60 years unattended to. So this is the beauty of our deen. It teaches us that whatever is needs to be prioritized, we should prioritize. And whatever is less in priority, then we give that less priority. But let us not forget what we need to do now, we do now. Therefore this lesson that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went out for salah was something that was absolutely necessary. He left his family at that time when he went for salah. He left the khutbah at that time to explain to one person, to teach us that we need to be very careful as far as what is important in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know today is Jummah, we should try and come early for Salatul Jummah. We should try and get the first saf. We should try and read Surah Kahf. And importantly, the time between Asr and Maghrib on a Jummah is very important. Try and increase the Durood Sharif in that time and spend the time in the masjid. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillah.